我们请仍然翻开马太福音第五章。
Let's turn now to the book of Matthew, chapter 5.
这一段经文我们读了很多次了，我们再来把第一节到第十二节再读一遍。
And even though we've read this section many times, let's read verses 1 through 12 one more time.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山。既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened up his mouth and began to teach them, saying,
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
连续忍的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's continue to have another word of prayer.
天父，我们再次来到你的面前，来仰望你。
Father, once again we come before you and turn our gazes upon you.
因为圣灵保惠师，但是在带领我们进入这有福的真理里头。
And your comforter will lead us into this blessed truth.
然后让我们真是认识这些真理能够进入那个你的福分里。
That we would be able to understand your truth and enter into the blessing.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们在说马太福音呢，它是说到主耶稣基督就是要那个要来的王。
And we know that the book of Matthew speaks of our Lord Jesus as the coming king.
我们主耶稣基督他不但是我们的救主啊，他更是那将来要来的王。
Not only is he our Savior, but he's the King that is coming.
那他呢？他王来的时候呢，重要的是要带进一个国度啊。
And when the King comes, the important thing he's bringing with him is his kingdom.
如果没有国度的话呢，这个王也不算是王。
And if there's no kingdom, then the King isn't really a king.
今天世上呢，还有很多很多的王，在欧洲很多的王，但是呢，他们已经没有国了啊，他们没有国度了。
Today there are still very many kings in Europe, but they don't really have any kingdoms.
他们有那个头衔，但是他们没有那个实际啊，那么没有真是这个王的实际。
They have the title, but they don't really have any power as king.
但是呢，有国度呢，有土地呢，你都没有人也不行啊。
But having just a kingdom and the land doesn't.But if you don't have any people, it still doesn't really mean anything.
主在来的时候，不但他是要王，他是要做王，他要带进一个国度。
When the Lord comes, he will not only be the king and bring in the kingdom.
那么他今天呢，在地上为这个国度预备国度里面的人。
But today, for the purpose of his kingdom, he's preparing the people to live in his kingdom.
登山宝训呢，就告诉我们呢，是什么样的人啊，要有一天要进入这个国度，跟我们的主一同做王。
So the Sermon on the Mount.Tells us of the kind of people who will enter into the kingdom to live in the kingdom and one day reign with the Lord.
那么在登山宝训里面，他一开始讲的这个八个福呢，这是说到这些进入国度里面的人应该所有的性格。
And so when he begins the Sermon on the Mount, he has eight blessings, and these people are they show the character of the people who will enter into the kingdom.
他说到有这些性格的人，他是有福的。
And he says, if you have this kind of character, then you are blessed.
那么他不但是在今世呢，就经历主的福气啊，他更是说到有一天呢，要进入国度的那个福分。
Not only if you have this character now, will you experience some blessing, but in the future, in When the kingdom arrives, you will experience that.
我想我们今天在世上有许许多多苦难，许多的难处。那么有一天呢，那个最大的福分呢，就是能够进入国度，跟我们的主一同作王。
And even though today we may experience all sorts of difficulties and tribulations, but in this, when one day we will enter into the kingdom, we will receive the greatest blessing.
我们过去的已经交通了这个八福里面的七个福啊，那么那个说到什么样的人呢？在这个国度里面有份的。
So we've already spoken about seven of these blessings, and so the what kind of people will have a portion of the kingdom to come.
那么今天的交通呢，最后一个福气呢，它其实是第七个了哈。那我的顺序上是最后一个，就使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
So today we'll talk about the last one, which is actually the seventh one listed here, but on the order of the messages, it's the last one. It is, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
今天我们讲到儿子的时候呢，代表什么呢？
Today when we talk about being sons, what does it mean?
我们说到儿子的时候呢，都代表的他的继承。Inherit.
Yeah, so when we talk about sons, we're really talking about their inheritance.
那么固然是说到继承父的许多的产业。
Not only they inherit their father's possession.
你是某某人的儿子，如果你父亲是很有钱的话，那么所有的父亲的产业都是你的，你都要承继的。
So if you're the only son and your father is very rich, then you will receive all his riches.
但是呢，不见得所有的父亲都很有钱，对不对？
But not every father is very rich, right?
那么你也虽然是某个人儿子，但是你可能成什么都成绩不，你什么产业都成绩不了。
But you may be someone's son, but your inheritance might not be very much at all.
就算是这样子的话，你还是承继了你的父的很多的东西。
But even if that's the case, you are still inheriting all that your father has.
你承继了父的长相，你父承继了父的父亲的性格，对不对？
You may also inherit your father's appearance and his character.
那么我们常常说某某人，哎，你儿子真像你啊！
And we may say, oh, so and so, your son is so much like you.
我们里头啊，这挺喜悦的哈。那个有一个生了一个儿子哈，那个对各方面的像我啊，是心中非常喜乐啊。
And the father when he hears this will feel very overjoyed with him, like, oh, I have a son that's so much like me.
那么我们今天早上在做主日学的时候呢，我们也教那个有提到哈，那个说到那个亚当呢，他生了一个儿子叫做赛特啊。
In our Sunday school while we were studying, we read about Adam who had a son named Seth.
那么赛特呢，他在形象和样式都和他很大相似啊。
And Seth, in appearance and in personality was very much like Adam.
所以当亚当看到赛特的时候，已经是非常的欢喜啊，这是我的儿子。你看，他的形象叫做外面哈，长相像，他的样子说到里面 likeness， 他里面跟我也像啊。
And so when Adam saw Seth, he must have said, "Oh, look, I have a son now who looks so much like me." Not only that, it says that he is the same likeness as me. So he must.The inside be like Adam as well.
那亚当呢？他被称为神的儿子。
And Adam was called God's son.
那么，因为呢，亚当是照着神的形象啊，外面的样子啊，跟亚当的样式照的。
And so, because Adam was created in the likeness of God, the outward appearance.
啊，不但是说外面像呢，那里面也像，对，里面神的性情，所以他被称为神的儿子。
But not only that, his inward.Self was supposedly like God as well, so he was called the Son of God.
所以呢，说到儿子的时候，那个就说到继承继的父的许许多多的哈，包括神的父亲的长相、父亲的性格啊。
So when we talk about sonship, it's about not only inheriting the inheritance, but also your appearance and the inward character.
那么当我们说到这个是神的儿子的时候呢，我们应该是有神的形象和神的样式。
And so when we talk about being God's son, we should also have God's character and the likeness.
我们每一个人信了主以后呢，我们都有神的儿子的生命。
When every one of us believes in the Lord, then we all have the life of the Lord within us.
那么神的性格应该在我们里面能够显得出来。
And His character should already be within us, and it should be should. Show up.
我们不管是弟兄和姊妹啊，我们的那个都是承受神儿子这个生命。
Whether we are brothers or sisters, we are all receivers of the life of God's Son.
但是呢，是神的儿子呢，还不见得被这边说呢是被称为神的儿子，还不一样哈。
But being God's children isn't all the same as being called God.
啊，那么哦，有的时候那个我们虽然是神的儿子啊，但是呢，我们往往显不出来父父的那个样子啊，显不出来神他的那个荣美。
Even though we are already God's sons, we may not be able to show His life within us.
那么其实在世上面呢，有很多的儿子啊，这儿不是每个儿子呢都像他的父亲的。
And it's true today that not every son is like their father.
哎，不但就是外面不像，他里面也不像啊。
Not only outwardly but inwardly as well.
你知道那个啊，在旧约里头啊，有一个人呢叫撒母耳啊。
In the Old Testament.
那撒母耳呢
？There was a man named Samuel.
那么撒母耳啊，他是一个非常所重用的人呢、啊。他在这个时代呢，他不但是个先知啊，他还献祭的做祭司的职分，他还是最后一个世世有君王的那个身份。
So Samuel in the Old Testament, he was used mightily by the Lord. He was not only a prophet, but he offered sacrifices. He took on the role of a priest, and he kind of ruled over Israel as kind of a king.
他是一个转变时代的一个人。
He was the person who changed the era.
但是呢，他两个儿子不像他。
But his two sons were not like him.
他一个儿子叫做约珥，一个叫亚比亚呢，这个一点都不像他。
And his two sons, they were not like him at all.
他们呢是不行他父亲的道啊。
And they did not act in the way of the father.
他们呢贪图财那个财力啊，收受贿赂，他们取往政治。
They turned aside after dishonest gain and took bribes and perverted justice.
所以呢，以色列人呢，到那个就来到那个撒母耳那边呢，跟他说。
So the Israelites came to Samuel.
他说你已经老了，你儿子又不行你的道啊，所以呢，这样子吧，你帮我们立个王吧。
And they said to him, "You're already very old, and your sons don't walk in your ways. So you should anoint a king for us."
像列国一样的哈，这一个王来治理我们，带领我们。
Like all the countries around us, you should give us a king that will rule over us.
这件事情呢，非常不惹神是非常的不喜悦。
And this was very displeasing to the Lord.
不是说神呢，他不要立王，而是神立王的时候还没有到。
It's not that the Lord didn't want to anoint the king over Israel. It's that the time for a king to reign over Israel hadn't arrived yet.
那位合神心意的大卫呢，这时候还没预备好。
And David, who was very pleasing to the Lord, wasn't ready to be king.
他们就要来立个王啊，结果呢，立了一个什么王呢？立了一个扫罗王啊，再带去许多许多的难处。
And so, but Israel wanted a king immediately, and so they anointed a king, Saul, and he brought in so much trouble into Israel.
如果撒母耳的两个儿子像他父亲的话
，If Samuel's two sons were like their father,
那么他还能够继走他父亲的道路啊，还能够治理以色列人的话，时候呢，神的时候呢，那个还给那个立王的时候还能够食言，等到神真正的预备好的时候。
If the two sons of Samuel were like Samuel, then they could have led Israel until the time when the king was ready to be.
所以那个时代的人呢，我想要说的话，是约珥跟亚比亚，他是撒母耳的儿子，但是实在是不能够被称为他的儿子，但是不能够跟他父亲连在一起啊。
So Samuel's two sons, Joel and Abijah, they shouldn't, even though they were his sons, they couldn't really be called his sons because you shouldn't connect them together.
今天呢，我们信主的人呢，都是神的儿子。
So today, all of those who believe in the Lord are sons of God.
但是呢，我们在世人面前呢，我们呢，能不能够让人把我们跟我们的神连在一起呢
？But before the rest of the world, can we? Is the way we live? Can the other people connect us with God's life?
当人看到我们的时候，真的是看到了我们就看到父一样嘛，像那个父的他的性情、他的样子，那个显在我们身上嘛。
When other people look at us, can they see the life of God the Father within us? Can they see his likeness in us.
哎呀，那真是人能够称我们是神的儿子吗？
Would other people call us as sons of God?
那么要被称为神的儿子的话呢，我想，这首先呢，要把神的一些重要的性情能够表现得出来。
So to be called the son of God, I feel like there are certain critical characteristics that we need to bring out first.
然后不但是我们是神的儿子。 我们也要像神的儿子，然后能够把神的形象和样式能够显明的出来。
So not only should we be God's children, but we should act like God's children as well to bring out His character.
如果呢，我们好像一面我们是神的儿子，可是我们显不出神儿子的那个荣耀来，让那个我们是名不副实哈。If
we even though we are God's children, if we cannot demonstrate God's life and bring out His glory. Then we wouldn't be called God's son, and the name wouldn't be fitting for us.
我想, 神呢，在我们身上带领我们呢，这个，就是在我们的各方面呢，要显出神他自己的样式来。那么，神有很多的性情啊，我们在哪些方面呢，我们显出神他自己的样式来，能够被称为神的儿子呢？
So God has many aspects of His character. Which ones should we specifically bring out to be called of God?
我们的神呢，他是丰富的神，他是个公义的神，他是个慈爱的神，他是一个信实的神。
God is the God of mercy and grace and love and.
那这边呢，他特别说呢，那么是什么样的人会被称为神的儿子呢？
But what does the Bible tell us here in Matthew that? Specifically, would be called people be called sons of God.
他说那些使人和睦的人有福了啊，他能够被称为神的儿子。It
says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God."
是那些人呢，那神的那个儿子们呢，哈，特别那个彰显神的那个和睦的那一面的时候呢，哎呀，显出神的荣耀来。So
those who specifically bring about God's peace will be called.
那中文呢？说到和睦啊，其实英文就是 peace 啊，它的有许多方面的这个，我们可以来认识它。So
in the Chinese it says unity.
和睦。和睦。Yeah. But
so in English, our translation says peace, and there are many characteristics of peace that we can talk about.
这个和睦啊，或者是 peace 的和平啊，这实在是个神非常重要的一个性格。So
peace is a very important characteristic of God.
那么神呢？他称是什么样的神呢？他说是那位赐平安的神。So
God is sometimes called the God of peace.
我想这个平安这件事情，对着我们来讲的话呢，神是赐我们平安的神。Toward
us, it is that God would give us peace.
在那个提撒罗尼迦前书啊第五章他说呢，愿那赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。 又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督的日子完全无可指责。So
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 25, or 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神的心意呢，是要我们能够完全成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So God's will is for us to become perfect and holy and blameless.
那么神的心意在我们身上工作呢，也是要把我们做成那个完全没有瑕疵的地步。
And His work in us is to mold us into perfection.
那么当我们在思想的时候，那他说要那个使我们全然成圣，是什么样的神，什么样的神，是使我们能够全然成圣呢？
So what kind of God would cause us to be sanctified holy.
我们呢，在想呢，我们在读的话，我们的思想就说，愿那个圣洁的神使我们全然成圣，对不对？
If we were thinking, we would say maybe a holy God would cause us to be sanctified.
或者是那个愿那个公义的神使我们能够全然成圣。
Or a righteous God would cause us to be fully sanctified.
或者说那个愿那个大能的神啊，使我们全然成圣。我们要成圣，真是需要神的大能，对不对？
Or of all powerful God, right? Because for us to be completely sanctified, we need God's power.
但是他那里说呢，是因为那赐平安的神使你们全然成圣。But
it says in Thessalonians, it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely."
我们是在什么样的光景当中呢？神来圣洁我们呢
In what kind of circumstances does God sanctify us?
在我们走这条是那个圣洁的路，那个灵魂体全然蒙保守的路上，我们最需要的是什么呢？
And on this path of sanctification, that what our spirit, soul, and body really need to sanctify is what?
我们最需要的是神所赐的那个平安。
Is what we really need is the peace that God gives.
所以保罗他在那个提摩太前书的时候，第二章啊，他这么劝保罗，劝那个提摩太。
So in First Timothy chapter 2, Paul encourages Timothy in this way.
他说呢，我劝你啊，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为一切在位君王和一切在位的也当如此。
First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority.
为什么要这样祷告呢？
Why should we pray for these people?
好叫我们在这世上能够敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
That we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
他说这是好的，在神眼中是看为好的，因为他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
保罗呢，他不断的教导提摩太，也教导我们这些人，我们常常要为那些在位的人祷告。
So Paul's teaching to Timothy is also a teaching for us. We have to pray for all those who are in need.
要为美国总统祷告。
To pray for the president of the United States.
为那些那个国会议员们祷告。
To pray for all those who are in need.
为我们公司的老板祷告。
To pray for our bosses at work.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为让我们呢，好叫他们做一个正确的决定呢，叫我们呢有一个平安的环境里头。
So that they may make the right choices, so that we can live in peace.
那么在这个平安的环境里头呢，我们能够敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
So that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity.
他是他为什么神要我们这样祷告呢
？So why does God ask us to pray for?
因为他说他愿意万人得救，他明白真道。
Because he wants.All men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth.
我想我们所认识的许多人里头，大部分的人信主的时候，都是在平安和那环那环安静里头信的主的嘛。
For most people that come to know the Lord, it is when they are at peace that they come to know.
很多时候，当人身上世上有很多的烦思虑、愁烦的时候、难处的时候，你跟他传福音，他说：“等一等，我事情过去以后，我再来想，我就再来信。”
And if we try to preach.To people when they are beset by difficulties and tribulations, they'll often say, "Let me wait until all these, you know, problems are over with, and then let me think about it."
那基督徒信主是那个追求也是一样哈。如果有一个弟兄、一个姊妹，他正在难处当中，有许许多多的难处跟着他，你告诉他说呢，要好好追求主啊。
And also in our Christian life is the same way. If a brother or sister is experiencing difficulties and you try to tell them, oh, you should diligently pursue the Lord.
他说那个事情太多了，太烦了哈。等我事情弄完了以后，我好一定好好读经，我一定好好来参加聚会。
There's too many things going on in my life right now. Once all these you know things are dealt with, then I'll you know carefully read the Bible and come to the Bible study.
我们呢何等需要神赐给我们平安呢？不管我们是身体的平安，我们的事业的平安，家庭的平安，好叫我们能够在神面前能够尽情端正的过日子。
We truly need the Lord to give us peace, whether it's in our bodies, in our families, or in our lives in general, so that we can live a life pleasing to the Lord.
感谢神呢、啊，我们的神呢、啊，他是神的属性啊，他是那个平安的神，他是赐我们一个一个人个人的平安的神。
Now we truly thank the Lord that it is part of His name that He is the God of peace and He will give peace to each and every one of us.
好叫我们在平安当中呢，能够好好来追求认识神。
And in peace, we can very carefully and pursue the Lord to know Him.
那么 peace 这个字呢，那么对于的比较广面的话，它整个世界来讲的话呢，我们的神呢，也是他的属性啊。他说呢是。我们的神呢，他是那个我们的主呢，他是那个平，是和平的君。
So peace in a broader sense is the name of the Lord.
那不单是神对我们个人，他是一个平安的神。
So not only does He bring peace to us individually, but also to the world.
那以赛亚书里面他说到那个这基督的名字的时候呢，他说他的名字称为奇妙。测试全能的神永在的父和平的君、嗯、
In Isaiah, it says, For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
那么主他有一天要带进国度。
And our Lord Jesus will one day bring in his kingdom.
他在国度里面要做王。
And he will be king in his kingdom.
他是什么样的一个王呢?
And what kind of king will he be?
他是一个和平的王。
He will be a king of peace.
他要带进世界上的和平。
He will bring peace into the world.
那么在那个基督的治理底下的时候呢，以赛亚书告诉我们呢，那这些那个当主在地上施行审判，那个审判万民的时候。
And in Isaiah, it tells us that when the Lord brings in His kingdom and bring judgment upon the world.
那么他带进一个结果呢，就是这些万民呢，他们要把那个刀啊打成犁头，要把那个枪啊打成犁那个犁沟啊，要打成。 锄头哈,
and it says, when he brings in his kingdom, and he will judge between the nations and will render decisions for many peoples, they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
那么这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。
Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war.
所以呢，我们那个主啊，他带进那个一个国度呢，是一个和平的国度。
And so, the kingdom that the Lord brings is one of peace.
这国度呢，不但是人与人之间和平啊，甚至是那个牲畜与牲畜间也是和平的。
Not only is there peace among individuals, but also among nations.
豺狼呢，要与那个，豺狼呢，要与那个绵羊那个同群啊，狮子要与山羊羔同卧啊。
So the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat.
那个壮士子要与这个肥畜啊，跟那个同群，小孩子要牵引他们。
And the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little boy will lead them.
那个主在那个国度里头啊，他显出来他是那个和平的君。
And so in his kingdom, he demonstrates that he is the king of peace.
所以呢，当那个大卫要为那个神建殿的时候啊。
So when David wanted to build the temple for the Lord.
那么神跟他说了，你不能为我建殿。
The Lord said to him, "You cannot build a temple for me."
因为呢，你是个战士，打了许多的大仗，流了许多人的血。
Because you are a king that like a warrior king, and you fought many great battles and killed many people.
我要赐你一个儿子。
But he said to David, "I will give you a son."
那么，那个我要让他世尽都平安啊。
And I will give him peace on all around him.
他的名字要叫做所罗门。
And his name will be Solomon.
所罗门就是太平的意思。
And Solomon means peace.
那么他要为我建殿。
And he will build the temple for me.
所以你看神呢，他非常在意人呢对神的看法。
So we see that the Lord is very careful about how other people, how the people will see him.
那么圣殿在地上呢，是代表神的。
And the temple on earth represents the Lord.
人呢看见那个圣殿的时候啊，就要来认识这位神。
So when people come to the temple, it is to come and know the Lord.
但是呢，他不要大卫啊，这个战士为他建殿。
But he doesn't want, so he doesn't want David the warrior to build the temple for him.
他不要人呢，那个看见圣殿的时候呢，就想到这神呢是一个征战的神，是流人血的神。
And so he doesn't want people when they see the temple to think that he is a god of warfare and shedding of blood.
他要人看见圣殿的时候，看见呢神是那位和平的神，是那位赐平安的神。
He wants people to see the temple and think of him as a god of peace that brings peace among.
其实大卫一生呢，他所预备的材料足足够盖那个所罗门的圣殿了。
We know that when David gathered up all the materials to build the temple, it was enough to build a temple.
但是呢，神呢不许他造。
But the Lord forbid David from building it.
因为呢，神呢要人认识呢，他实在是那个和平的王啊，不是那位征战的王。
Because God wanted people to recognize that He is the God of peace, not the God of war.
那么神的这个平安呢，这个不单是对于个人来是这样的说，这个国家来是这么说哈，跟我人与人之间的话也是这样子的。So
it is not only peace within us, but between individuals and among nations as well.
那么主来的时候呢，他要做一件事情。So
when the Lord comes, He did something.
那么他要来呢，要成就人与人之间的和睦。
He to reconcile between men.
那么在以弗所书第二章里头说啊，他说他成为我们的和睦，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it says that he broke down the wall between
us, or
he's our peace. Verse 13. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
这里在那里当然是说到的是。外邦人，我们这些外邦人跟以色列人之间呢，就有这中间有一个墙。
This verse specifically tells us, it talks about how between the Jews and Gentiles there was this dividing wall.
因着律法上面所记载的缘故呢，以色列人呢跟外邦人是为仇为敌的。
Because of the laws of in the Old Testament that the Israelites and the Gentiles were enemies. They couldn't mingle together.
那主来的时候要拆毁这个中间隔断的墙，因为他就是要在他在他借着十字架要成就和睦啊，让我们跟外邦人跟以色列人之间呢有那个和睦。
And when the Lord came, he came to tear down the wall between Israel and Gentiles. And upon the cross, he tore down that wall so that the Gentiles and Israelites could meet together.
我讲呢，这里不单是只是说到外邦人跟以色列人之间有那个墙。
I think this verse doesn't speak only about the wall between Israelites and the Gentiles.
我想今天在人世当中啊，人与人之间呢，常常有许多那个这些墙在那里。
I think today between men there are often many different walls.
啊，因为我们的个性的不一样，我们的背景不一样，我们的许许多的不同了，我们中间有许许多的那个中间墙在隔在那里。
Because we may have different backgrounds, we have different personalities, we have many different walls that separate people.
那主来的一件事情要拆毁这些墙。
And when the Lord comes, he came to tear down all of these walls.
那么他要成为我们之间的和睦。
And he himself will be the peace between us.
他要废掉一切跟我们跟人跟人之间的那个拦阻。
And he would take away all of the things that separate men.
我想这不单是说到。我们跟世人之间有许多的墙，其实神的儿女之间常常也会有些墙。
I think this speaks not only of between believers and non-believers, but also among believers ourselves. We have, different walls.
那么主来的一个工作呢，是让神的儿女之间呢没有这样的间隔，没有这些隔断的墙。
And the work of our Lord is that there will be no separation among God's children.
所以就看到啊，那个神呢、啊，他是。那个何等的在意呀、啊！这个人之间的和平。
And so we see our Lord is pay special attention to the peace among men.
特别是啊，那个他神的儿女之间的和平。
Especially the peace among his children.
那么，所以他这里特别说，他说那个使人和睦的人有福了，要他会成为神的儿子。
So it says in Matthew that blessed are the peacemakers for they'll be called sons of God.
那么我有那些人呢，能够带进和睦的时候，不但是带进我们与人的世人间的和睦，带进弟兄与弟兄之中的和睦的时候呢，我们他更能够显出神他自己的性情来。
So when people can bring peace not only between individuals but even among God's children, then they will be called sons of God.
你知道在那个箴言里面呢，他记载一件事情。
So in Proverbs, there records something.
在箴言第六章啊，他这么说啊。
In Proverbs chapter 6, it says.
那么神呢，耶和华呢，他有些恶他所恨恶的事情。
There are certain things that God hates.
那么他这里说呢，神那个恨恶的事情呢，有六样。
It says there are six things which the Lord hates.
连他心里的所憎恶的，共有七样。
Yes.Seven, which are an abomination to him.
哪六样是神所恨恶的呢
？Which six things that God hates?
一个是呢，那个高傲的眼
，It's haughty eyes.
啊，一个是呢，撒谎的舌
，A lying tongue.
啊，一个是呢，流无辜人的血的手
，Hands that shed innocent blood.
那么一个呢是图谋恶计的心
，A heart that devises wicked plans.
那那个第五个呢是他是飞跑行恶的脚。
Feet that run rapidly to evil.
那第六个他说到是那个吐谎言呢，做假见证的。
false witness who utters lies.
啊，这些事呢是神所恨恶的，有六样。
So these are the six things which the Lord hates.
但是有一样呢，不但是神恨恶呢，他说神憎恶的一件事情呢，加起来共有七样。
So it says, so these are the six things that the Lord hates. But there's one more thing that, that if you add it up to with the other ones, there are seven, which are an abomination to Him.
那么神所憎恶的是什么呢？
So what is an abomination?
就是那些在弟兄当中呢，妒善纷争的人。
The seventh item here is, and one who spreads strife among brothers.
前面讲的那些高傲的眼呢，撒谎的舌等等，神是已经是够恨怒了。
So the things listed before, haughty eyes, lying tongue, they are already hated by God.
但是对那些在弟兄当中啊，妒善纷争的人呢，神不但说他恨怒啊，神是憎恶他。
And it says, so the last one, and one who spreads strife among brothers, not only is this something that God hates, it's something that God considers an abomination.
那么神呢，实在是何等看重啊，这个他儿女之间的那个和睦。
So how seriously we see here that the Lord takes the peace among His children.
当我们说到那个使人和睦的时候，
So when we talk about being a peacemaker,
一面呢固然是说到我们呢跟世人之间呢我们要和睦。
Not only should we have peace.Between us and the rest of the world.
那基督徒啊，在不管在什么场合的话呢，都应该是做一个使人和睦的人。
But among Christians, we should always have peace.
那么我们不管到什么地方当中呢，我们呢都应该在人那个与人之间呢，我们带进和睦。
That wherever we are, we should always have this peace among people.
啊，今天世人呢，人与人之间呢，常常的你争我夺啊。
And today, there's often many fights or struggles between people.
人与之间的没有信任，人与人之间的没有和平。
There's no trust and no peace between.
那么，神的儿女到了任何的环境里头啊，都应该带进的是呢，人与人之间的和睦。
So Christians should always bring this peace among men with them wherever they go.
但是呢，我想神呢更看重的是神他的儿女之间的和睦。
But the Lord truly desires even more for there to be peace among His children.
那么，在那个以弗所书啊第四章的时候，他怎么说啊
？In Ephesians chapter 4 it says.
他说呢，那个我为主为被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召呢，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called.
那么我们怎么样？他这里特别提的是他的重点在什么地方？我们怎么样活出来是与蒙召的恩相称呢
？With all humility, gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance.
还是在讲哈第一节，在我们要怎么样来显出来我们所是行为是与蒙召的恩相称呢
？How can we show that we are walking in a manner worthy of being called?
他底下就说了，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，有爱心，互相宽容，有和平，彼此联络。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
那么竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
哎，你看呢，他在这里讲的时候，说我们这些蒙召的人呢，这个行事为人呢，要与蒙召的人相称啊。
So we see here that. Paul is pleading with us to walk it in a worthy manner to preserve the peace.
那他特别呢，那个提到的是呢，是带进弟兄之间的和睦。
And he especially mentioned preserving the peace among brethren.
那么这样竭力保守呢，圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我想神所看重的和睦啊，不单是不是我们带进世人的和睦，更是带进儿女之间的和睦。
So that we should not only bring in peace between just us and the rest of the world, but especially the peace among brethren.
那神呢是何等看重啊，他儿女之间的和睦。
So the Lord truly It desires for his children to have peace with one another.
就诗篇一百一十三篇，他这么说。
In Psalm 133,
他说呢，看哪，弟兄和睦同居啊，何等的赞，何等的美。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
这只要是弟兄们之间呢，能够和睦同居，在神的眼中看是何等样的善啊，何等样的美的一件事情。So
how good and how pleasant in the eyes of the Lord it is for brethren to dwell together.
在哪些方面显出他的善，他的美呢？
How can we demonstrate this? How pleasant and how good it is.
那么第一个呢，他说到呢，他是就好像那个贵重的油啊，浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到衣襟。It
is like precious oil upon the head coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard coming down upon the edge of his robes.
他说到第一个福分呢，他当弟兄和睦同居的时候呢，他就有一个带进一个结果。 就是由那个亚伦那个贵重的油啊浇在他的头上。
So the goodness and pleasantness of brothers dwelling in unity is like this anointing oil on Aaron's head.
膏油呢，说到圣灵的充满啊，圣灵的浇灌。
And so the anointing oil talks about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
今天的人呢，都在追求啊，圣灵的充满，追求圣灵的恩赐，追求圣灵的带领。
And so today, many people will pursue after being filled by the Holy Spirit for His leading and His guidance.
那么这个圣灵的带领呢？圣灵的膏油在什么情况之下赐下来呢？
And under what circumstances is the anointing oil poured?
就是当弟兄们和睦同居的时候。
It is only when the brethren dwell together in unity.
当弟兄姊妹能够和睦同居在一起的时候呢，你发觉呢，圣灵的膏油是这么样的自然的倾倒下来。
So when the brothers and sisters dwell together in peace and in unity, then the Holy Spirit is naturally poured out among us.
如果我们人一面在那追求圣灵的充满，追圣灵的恩赐，但是弟兄姊妹之间不和睦啊，常常有争执的话，我想圣灵呢是没办法在我们当中工作的。So
even if all the brothers and sisters are pursuing the Holy Spirit, but there is no unity and there's still strife among the brethren, then. I feel like the Holy Spirit would not be able to work among them.
为了当弟兄姊妹们在那里和睦同居，一同来见证主的名，把极力保守是那个圣灵所赐的义的时候，发现那个圣灵的膏油自然就倾倒下来。
If the brethren dwell together in unity and are a good testimony for the Lord, then naturally the Holy Spirit would come among them.
那第二个方面呢，他又描述，他说又好像那个甘露啊，那个降黑门的甘露啊，降在锡安山呢，因为在那里永远的福啊，就那个耶和华所赐的福命的福啊，就是永远的生命。The
second example here is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mount of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing life forever.
然后那个甘露呢，我想是说到神的话。
And so this dew is like the word of the Lord.
圣经说，他是我们神是用他的话中的水呀来洁净我们的。
And it's the uses the water of the word to satisfy.
说到甘露的时候呢，是说到生命里面的供应啊。
And so the dew talks about the provision for life.
神在那个话语里面的那供应，神的话语的是何等那么甘甜啊！比那个蜂房下地的蜜还要甘甜。
And so the word of the Lord is sweet, sweeter than honey from fresh out of the honeycomb.
那么当这弟兄姊妹和睦同居的时候，
So when brethren and brothers and sisters dwell together in unity,
你发觉呢，他还是那个神要做另外一个工作。
You'll see that the Lord will do a second work.
就是把他的话语呢，丰富的赐下来。
He will pour out His word fully among His children.
然后，如果我们那个离开这个合一的见证、合一的根基的话，我们要追求神话语的丰富，是不可能的事情。If
we were to break away from this unity and try to pursue the Lord's word, then it would be futile.
唯有当弟兄和睦同居的时候，一面看见呢膏油的涂抹啊，圣灵的浇灌。So
when the brethren dwell together in unity, we'll see the outpouring of the precious oil.
因为方面看见那个话语当中的亮光哈，在话语当中赐下的生命。And
the life from the word that He pours out.
就是神心中所宝贝的事情。So
these are the things that are precious in the Lord's heart.
难怪他说呢，那个使人和睦的人有福了哈。
So therefore, the Bible, the Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are the peacemakers."
我想呢，这个弟兄姊妹这那个的之间的和睦呢，固然一方面是生命当中的显出来，很自然的一个显出来。
So on one hand, because this is the life of the Lord within us, we should very naturally exhibit.
但是呢，神好像还用到一些人。
But it seems the Lord especially uses a few certain people.
这些人呢，神给他们特别大的恩典哈、啊，让他们能够带进弟兄之间的和睦。
So the Lord uses these specific people. And gives them extra grace to bring in the peace among brethren.
借着那个这些神的那个的儿女呢，他成为人之间的和睦啊，他那个在带进那个弟兄之间的和睦。
So these people would bring in the peace among men and specifically the peace among the brethren.
啊，这件事情呢，在神的心中看何等的宝贝。
And this is.Very precious in the eyes of the Lord.
他说这样的人有福了。
So these kind of people are blessed.
因为呢，他们要不但是神的儿子，他被称为神的儿子。
So not only are they the children of God, but they will be called the children of God.
这样的人呢，更能够显出呢神他的那个和平的性情，和平的他那个是带来的工作。
And so they will be able to demonstrate God's character of peace and more fully carry out His will for peace.
那我们在想呢，什么样的人呢，成为能够成为那个使人和睦的人呢
？So what kind of a person would be a peacemaker？
我想呢，要成为一个使人和睦的人呢，我们必须自己是一个和睦的人。
So to be a peacemaker, we first ourselves have to be peaceful.
如果我们呢自己呢，就常常喜欢跟他争，喜欢跟他吵，喜欢就抢这个抢那个，你。不太可能带进人与人之间和平和睦，对。
If you're a person that likes to argue or you know, strive with other people, then it's not very likely that you will be a peacemaker.
为我们呢，首先我们自己是一个和睦的人，是不与人相争的人，你才有可能带进人与人之间的和睦。嗯。
So in order to be a peacemaker, you first yourself have to be a kind of peaceful person that doesn't fight with others.
那么。我常常想到、啊、那个在我母亲身上的一些见证、啊、
I often think of the testimony of my mother.
那以前我们呢从小、啊、长在那个眷村里头。
We grew up in
village.
Small village.
那么在眷村里头、啊、你知道，如果你知道认识眷村的话，里面的这个人常常有很多的争执啊，那个。东家长西家长，常常争吵吵架的事情，对啊。
So in these villages, you may have often fighting among relatives, or
between
other neighboring
villages. 那么这当人们在村子里面啊，常常要吵架的时候，人家有一些难处来的时候呢，他们常常第一个就想到我妈妈。
So when these villages got into a fight, the first person they would think about would be my mother.
那么他呢，只要他出来讲话呢，他就会跟别人讲，哎，他们很容易事情把事情就摆平了。
As long as she comes out to speak, then very often there will be just suddenly peace between the two villages.
因为我母亲啊，她很年轻的时候她信主啊，那么那主在她身上真是有工作。
And because my mother accepted the Lord when she was very young, and the Lord worked in her life.
她自己很少那个几乎没有见过她跟别人吵架。
Very very rarely, I almost can't remember a time when she would ever fight with another person.
那个我记得有一件事情啊，那很有意思。
I remember this one incident that was very important.
那么那在村子里面呢？这个每家都就会养一些鸡鸭鸭的哈。
So in a village, every family raised a few chickens or geese.
那个我们那个我妈妈她我们家也养了一些公鸡啊，一些鸡在那里。
And so our family we had several roosters.
那么有一天呢，一个邻居啊，他养了鸡，结果呢，他就把他抓了一只鸡来，说哎呀，他要杀了，要让他吃。
And so one day our neighbor they caught a chicken and they were gonna kill it and eat it.
但是呢，我祖我外婆我奶奶我干嘛？那不是你的鸡，那是我们的鸡啊！你怎么抓了你的鸡要杀了它
？So but my grandmother said to them, hey, that's not your chicken, that's our chicken. Why would you, you know, try to kill and eat our chicken?
哎，那个邻居他非常确定，他说这不是你的鸡，这是我的鸡。
And but our neighbor was very certain. He's like, no, this is not your chicken, this is my chicken.
那个坚决的要把那鸡给杀了。
And he was determined to kill that chicken.
哎呀，不知道那个哪里的恩典呢？我们母亲她说，哎，这个所有的万物都是神造的。
But my mother said all creation is made by the Lord.
神造的就让人吃的。
And the Lord made these things.
他们吃我们吃一样的。
If he eats it, if we eat it, it's the same.
哎呀，那个。 就这日子让他过去，后来呢，他的邻居呢，他突然发觉呢，他这么个鸡呢，不是他的鸡。
And so she let the situation go, but then later the neighbor discovered that it wasn't his chicken, it was one of our chicken.
哎，那个那就非常不值啊，就来这道歉了。
And he was filled with regret, and he came to apologize.
因着我母亲她的这样的反应啊。
And because of my mother's reaction.
那么他们后来做这家人做见证，他说我们信主啊，就是因为。
And so when we later preached to these neighbors, they accepted the Lord and said, we believe because of your testimony.
哎，这是一个合不合人好的见证啊！从小常常受到这个母亲的影响啊。And
so on this topic of being peacemaker, I've experienced a lot from my mother.
然后直到今天呢，我们离开村子大概四五十年、四十多年了。 很多老邻居啊，常常还跟我母亲联络。
And so even though we've left this village for almost 40 years, many of those old villagers still try to contact the family.
有他们有问题的时候，还想到我母亲啊，那个能够帮他们一点忙啊，做一些和睦的事情。
And so when they have any difficulties, they still think of my mother and call her to ask for help in smoothing over some issues.
那我真想到啊，要。 成为一个使人和睦的人，首先呢，我们自己呢必须是一个和睦的人。So
to be a peacemaker, the first we have to be peaceful ourselves.
那么不是与人相争的人。To
not dispute with others.
你才有可能带进人与人之间的和平。And
only then can we bring peace between men.
我想呢，一个使人和睦的人呢，也必须是一个相当信靠神的人。A
secondly, we have to rely upon the Lord.
我想呢。 人与人之间的难处啊，要解决是非常非常困难的。
To solve the disputes between men, it is very difficult.
我就常常觉得我这个人呢，没有这样的恩赐啊。
And I often feel that I myself don't have this.
当别人之间人与人之间有难处的时候呢，我自己常常不知道该怎么办啊，怎么样去帮助人。
And when people have disputes, I often don't know how to help them.
但是我在想呢，能够把人呢，特别是。 弟兄之间的那个难处呢，要能够解决的话呢
？So I feel that in order to solve the difficulties, especially among the brethren, among Christians,
我们唯有把人带到神的面前去。
We have to bring them all before the Lord.
唯有当人来到神的面前的时候
，And when we come before the Lord,
那么你才有可能呢，面对许多的难处，许多之间的纷争。
Only then can we face all these difficulties and these separations and
不单是我们的去帮助人的人需要神的智慧。
So when we help other people, we need the Lord's wisdom.
哎呀，实在需要更多的依靠神呢，赐给我们智慧，赐给我们合一的话，怎么来帮助人呢，解决他们中间的难处。
We need to have His wisdom to give us the right words to help these people in their.
那么更需要的是呢，把人带到神的面前呢，让人来跟神面对面。
And now. More importantly, we have to bring these people before the Lord so that they can meet the Lord face to face.
很多时候啊，那个那些难处啊，来到神的面前的时候，难处就过去了。
Very often, once we come before the Lord, all these difficulties just kind of melt away.
就是因为我们呢，还是活在自己里头，想的是我哈，难处就是变得那么大，就是过不去。
As long as we live in our own selves and we're only thinking of ourselves. These difficulties might seem very large.
那么唯有呢，人呢被带到神的面前的时候
，But only when we come before the Lord.
啊，再一次看见呢，那个神他这么样爱我们
，And we see how much the Lord loves us.
再一次更让我们看见呢，这一人既地，众人死呢，众人就都死了。
For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
叫我们这些活着的人不再为自己活呢，乃为我们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
当我们再次被带到神的面前的时候
，So when we come before the Lord again,
再一次经历神的大爱的时候
，And we experience once again His great love,
神的爱融化我们
His love would control us.
神的爱呢, 让我们除去一切的难处。
And His love would help us deal with all of our difficulties.
我们自己先是一个常常依靠神的人。
As long as we ourselves often rely upon the Lord.
我们能够把人带到神的面前。
And we can bring other people before the Lord.
那当人一达到神的面前的时候。
When these other people come before the Lord, then very naturally all these problems will fall away.
我想呢，要做一个和使人和睦的人。
I think that to be a peacemaker,
特别是呢弟兄之间的和睦的人。
Specifically for a peacemaker among
我们,
the children of God,
我们呢需要更多认识神的话。
We have to know the word of the Lord very well.
你知道呢，在弟兄们当中啊，弟兄姊妹当中啊，起的难处最大的难处是什么呢？
You know what is the thing that causes the greatest amount of difficulty and disputes among the brethren?
这你看见许许多的聚会啊，他们那一些最大的一些那个分裂纷争呢，是出在什么地方呢？
For all of these fellowships, all these denominations, where is the source of the greatest separation, all the difficulty in this?
难处固然是很多啊，有一个很重要的一个难处啊，就是对神的话的认识不准确。
Although there are many sources of differences, but the one greatest difference is a misunderstanding of God's word.
因着我们对于神的话语的解释不一样。
Because we interpret God's word differently,
我们对于神的他的旨意认识的不同,
and because we our understanding of God's will is different,
我们呢对于神的话的那个解释呢起了许许多的纷争,
and our explanation of God's word is different. Then we see all these different separations and disputes.
那么因此呢，因着这些缘故呢，神的儿女们呢，大的起了大的分裂,
and because of this. We see the great separations, all the fissures among God's children.
那我记得他们呢，现在弟兄会应该是很认识神话语的人，但是他们到一个地步啊，他们解释神的话的时候，解释到一个非常细微的，因为是对一件事情一句话，他们的认识不同啊，就跟可以跟他断绝关系啊。Even
among the brethren, even among the smallest interpretations of God's word. As long as that difference is there, then it can separate the fellowship among the brethren.
一方面，你固然可以说这些弟兄们的对神的话语的忠心。
On one hand, you can say, you know, these brothers and sisters are faithful to God's word.
那么这既然神这么说，就必须如此，否则的话呢，我们就不能够来往。
And because they read God's word and they said, you know, this is what God's word says, you have to do it this way, otherwise you can't meet with us.
但是呢，很多时候啊，对于神话语的解释呢，我们需要呢更多神他赐给我们的智慧。
But when we read God's word, we really need God's wisdom given to us as we read His word.
在圣经上面呢，他特别保罗呢。 他有对于一件事情啊，他有许多的讲解。
For Paul, in his writings, there's one thing that he expands on.
就是呢，对于守日子这件事情。
One he talks about often, and that is one of observing the date.
那么今天呢，在基督徒之间呢，也有很多的不同的意见，对不对？
And today among Christians, there's still many.
Differences.
Certain denominations like the Catholics, they have so many different holidays.
他们不单复活节、圣诞节、什么圣礼的节日之多，他们觉得要守这些日子很重要。
So, you know, not only Easter and Christmas, but all these other various holidays, they think observing them is very important.
那么有些人呢，就觉得这个日子不重要哈，那个守不守不是什么了不起的事情，可以说呢，根本不应该守这些日子。
And some people, on the other hand, would say, you know, some of these holidays aren't that important. You know, whether you observe them or not isn't too important, or into the other extreme that you shouldn't. Celebrate some of these holidays. On one hand, Paul is very strict about certain observances in the heart.
在那个加拉太书里面呢，他是说的非常的严厉。
He speaks very strictly in Galatians.
那么他说呢，你们呢，在第四章第十节，他说你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份呢，我为你们害怕呢，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费的功夫。
In verse 10, it says, "You observe days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that perhaps I have labored over you in vain."
当加拉太的教会呢，他们呢啊，真的呢谨守日子、月份啊，看了好多的这个，不但是日子重要啊，这个月也重要啊，甚至呢一些这个啊这些特别的节期重要啊。
So the Galatians they observe certain days, and not only those days, but certain months and even seasons.
那么保罗说呢，为你们害怕。
And Paul says, "I fear for you."
我怕你，唯恐在你身上是枉费了功夫。
And that all the time I labored over you was in vain.
当加拉太的教会呢，在做这些事情的时候
，When the Galatians were doing these things,
保罗责备他们说了，说你们是无知的加拉太人。
He rebuked them and said, "You are
ignorant."
Ignorance.
这是无知的加拉太人呢、啊。那么你们难道真的是要靠守这些东西、守律法来在神面前成全吗
？Do you think that you can come to the Lord through observing these days and holidays and observing the law？
但是在另外一方面呢，哈，在保罗他在那个罗马书第十五章的时候
，On the other hand, in Romans chapter 15，
他说呢，有人呢看这日比那日强。
That you know some people would。Consider this day more important than that day.
那么有人看的日子都是一样。
And some other people would consider all the days to be the same.
他说呢，他说什么？他说让你们个人呢心里要意见坚定啊。
But he says you must be fully convinced in your own mind.
那么守日子的人呢是为主守的。
He who observes the day observes it for the Lord.
哎呀，那个吃的人是为主吃的。
He who eats does so for the Lord.
有些人说呢，这那个这只能吃素，有些人呢吃荤也可以，他说没有关系。你只要是为了主做的话，都可以做。
And you know, some people at the time said you have to be vegetarian. Some people said, you know, you can eat meat. And Paul said, no, it's okay, as long as you're doing it for the Lord.
哎，你看见好像保罗对这个守日子这件事情的话呢，他有两个很不同的解释哈，临时的教导。
So we see here, there seems Paul seems to have two very different responses to this concept of observing days.
但我在想呢，我们需要认识呢，保罗在说这些话的时候呢，他的那个背景啊。
But we should consider Paul's background and the context of when he says these things.
当然，他在说那个他对加拉太教会的人讲话的时候。
When he was speaking to the Galatians.
那加拉太的教会呢，他们是出了一个问题啊。
The Galatian church had this problem.
他们呢，想要靠着守律法这件事情啊，在神面前呢，进入完全。
They thought that by following the law, they can become perfected before the Lord.
然后不单是说他们要信了以后那个得救了，但是呢，信了主之后呢，那个就要靠自己了。你好好守律法哈，不但是要守日子、月份、节期、年份的，你还守割礼。
And so the Galatians thought that after you believe, that's all well and good, but then you have to rely upon yourself. You have to observe the law.And you know, observe all the days, the days, the months, seasons, years, and also you have to be circumcised.
他们呢，走在一个非常错误的那个道路上面。
And they were walking on a very wrong path.
他们呢，虽然是靠着圣灵入门呢，他们如今要靠着肉身成全了。
Not only did they, you relied upon the Spirit to open the door, but you had to perfect yourself through flesh.
他们再继续走下去的一个结果呢，他们要从恩典当中，基督的恩典当中。那个坠落了啊
！And their end would have been that they would have fallen from the grace of God.
在这样的情形之下的时候呢，保罗严严禁止啊，不要他们去守日子。
So under these circumstances, Paul very strictly forbids them from observing the days and months and seasons.
但是呢，在罗马的教会没有这个问题。
But in the Roman church, they didn't have this problem.
罗马的教会呢，对于救恩的认识非常的清楚。
The Roman Church is very clear up on the concept of salvation.
那固然一方面借着罗马书呢，保罗再把这个救恩呢讲说的这完全讲说的清楚啊。
And for them, he he even wrote the book of Romans to make it even more clear to them.
对，那么，这基本上的罗马的教会呢，没有这个要叫守律法的这个问题。
For the most part, the Roman Church didn't have this problem of falling back onto the law.
只是有人觉得呢，这个有些日子能够守的话呢，可能对我的属灵上更多的帮助。
What they did feel is that, you know, maybe observing some of these holidays would be more of a benefit to myself.
那个就是神给他的看见的亮光呢，他觉得这个日子可能要比那个日子要这个更重要一点。
And so in that person's eyes, you know, maybe the Lord was telling him that, you know, this day is more important than that day.
但是保罗说没关系啊。
But Paul says, no,
因为呢，这些人呢，他说呢，这些是主的仆人啊。
Because all these people are servants of the Lord.
那么他说他或站住呢，或跌倒呢，就是他的主人在。
It's whether he stands or falls, as long as it is for their master.
而且呢，主也必使他能够站立得住了。
And for it is the Lord Himself who would cause them to stand.
那只要他是守这个日子呢，他是为主守的。
As long as his observing of this holiday is for the Lord.
那么他是为着讨主的喜悦。
And then he is seeking to please the Lord.
就着他当时的有的亮光所能看见的话呢，那个保罗呢也不多责备他们。
Then Paul himself will not rebuke them.
哎，你就看见呢，那么对于真理的认识呢，实在是需要那个更平衡的哈，更需要神的那个恩典呢，让我们能够更认识神的话。
So we see here that reading God's word, we need God's wisdom to understand His word.
多少时候呢？神的儿女因为抓住了那个这一些话呢，他就那个非常的他那个拘束的解释那个神的话。
Often we see someone grasping a certain part of God's word and very narrowly interpreting it.
那么就带进了那许许多的难处。
And because of that, they would bring very many difficulties.
到带进的那个弟兄跟弟兄之间的难处。
And you will see strife among the brethren.
我常常在想啊，那么到底啊，认识多认识真理呢，对我们来讲呢，是应该喜乐呢，还是更警惕呢？
So often I think the knowing God's word more, does it bring us joy or does it bring us trepidation?
Not tribulation, more alert.
Or does it make us more wary?
那么因为那个主他在路加福音啊，他这么说啊。
In Luke, it says.
他说呢，那些那个如果呢，仆人呢，他知道主人的心意呢，他不去行，他要多受责罚。
It says, and that a slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready.For acting according with his will receive many lashes.
他唯有那些不知道神的心意，不知道神的那个意思的，他去做了，犯了错的话呢，他少受刑罚。
But the one who did not know it and committed deeds worth of a flogging will receive but few.
那因为呢，多给谁呢，就向谁多取。
For everyone who has been given much, much will be required.
那多托谁呢，就向谁多要。
And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask.All the more.
我常常在想啊，这个一面我们感谢神呐、啊，借着那个前面的弟兄们呢、啊，把许许多多圣经的真理呢、啊，是向我们解明。
On one hand, I'm truly thankful that we had all these brothers and sisters that could explain the Bible to us.
为着这些弟兄们呢，在神面前的忠心呢，我们感谢神。
And for their faithfulness before the Lord, we give thanks to Him.
借着他们的服事呢，真是把神的话语呢，向我们解开来。
And for their For their service that they have truly opened up God's word to us.
让我们呢更能够认识呢什么叫做神永远的旨意。
So that we can understand more deeply what is God's eternal will.
让我们呢更能够走在神那个正路当中。
And to help us be able to walk in His will.
你要知道呢，这些真理呢，其实这些话呢，这些那个教导呢，不是在很多的聚会方式的聚会的背景里面有的。
But you have to understand that.All of this revelation of God's word isn't always present in every fellowship.
那么在有些聚会的话，你可能从来没有听到过什么叫做神永远的旨意的。
In certain fellowships, you may have never even heard of the phrase, you know, God's eternal will.
他们可能一辈子呢都没有提到讲那个让人在说呢我们要有魂的得救的、
And some people may have never even heard of the salvation of the soul.
但是当我在想当审判那个日子的时候是神是怎么审判人呢
But when the judgment day comes, how will the Lord、deal with these people?
他是按照我们所知道审判我们吗
Is it what, with what we know he will judge us?
还是按照我们所行的审判我们呢
Or what we do?
我们呢我们在想我们知道了这么多的真理啊。
And so I think all of us who know so much truth.
哎这么多神的那个把宝贝那个心意借着仆人们向我们启示出来。
And all of the precious truth that his servants have brought out to us.
神说呢多给谁呀、啊、都向谁多要你知道吗
To whom much has been given, much will be required.
多托谁呀、啊、就向谁多取啊。
To whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more.
我在想呢，那些弟兄姊妹们，他们呢在那些背景里头，没有这样子教导哈，但他们就是忠心的、简简单单的跟随主、爱主。
So I think of all these brothers and sisters who may not know all of this truth, but the simple truth they do know, as long as they follow it faithfully and simply love the Lord.
也许他看。那个复活节比那别的日子强，也许他看圣诞节比别的日子强。
Maybe they will consider Easter to be more important, or Christmas to be more important.
哎呀，但是呢，只要他们是爱主的，他们是跟随主的，都不知道神将来神怎么审判的。
But as long as they love the Lord, we don't know how the Lord will judge them.
啊，神是呢，按着我们所知道的来审判我们。
But God will judge us according to what we do know.
啊，我们知道神的心意。却不在神的心意当中，神的审判更加的加重了。
If we knew His will and did not act in accordance with His will, then
好了，真但我但愿呢，真的让我们更多来认识神的话。
We hope that the Lord would lead us into more understanding of His word.
更能够更正确的平衡来解释神的话。
That He would more fully or truly
balanced.
That we wouldn't have any strife among brethren because of small differences in our interpretation.
那神的心意呢，是要我们有一天呢，大家众人都在真道上面同归于一的。
For God's will is for all men to know the truth.
那今天呢，我们在一些那个话语上的解释可能有些不同。
And today our explanation of some of that truth may be different.
你可能就相信灾前被提，你可能才相信灾后被提。
Some may believe in rapture before, earlier or later.
After the tribulation.
Before or after the tribulation.
那么，总有一天呢，当主来的时候呢，我们都要在这真道上同归于一的。
But one day when the Lord comes, we would all be united in the truth.
如果我们有这样子的认识的话
，If we understand this,
我想那个在这一方面弟兄们之间所产生的难处就会减少。
Then I think that the difficulties that we often meet among brethren would be reduced.
不会，因为我们对于神话一点解释的不同了，我们彼此就不能和睦，我们就彼此纷争。
That through small differences in interpretation, that we would we would suddenly be unable to meet together.
那巴不得神呢，把更多的恩典赐给我们。
We hope that the Lord would give us more grace.
让我们呢自己是一个和睦的人。
That we ourselves would be peacemakers.
让我们呢是一个自己更多依靠神恩典的人。
That we would rely more upon the grace of our Lord.
让我们呢是更多认识神话语的人。
That we would know His word more.
好叫呢，我们能够在弟兄姊妹在当中能够带进和睦。
That we would be able to bring peace among the brethren.
那成为一个使人和睦的人。
That we would be peacemakers.
啊，借着人与人之间的和睦啊，我们更多显出神他自己的性情。
And that through being peacemakers, we would be able to understand His character.
让我们看，让人呢看见神的儿女的时候，看见呢我们的神呢，他是一位赐平安的神。
And so when other people see God's children, that they would see that God is the God of peace.
他是一个和平的君。
He is the King of peace.
他是带进人和睦的神。
He is the God who brings peace among men.
叫我们呢，不单只是我们是神的儿子。
So that not only would we just be God's children.
哎，人看见我们这样子带进和睦的时候，人称我们是神的儿子。
But then when they see us bringing this peace, they would call us.
哎，说这些人，这些人真是神的儿子，他有神的形象，他有神的样式。
That we would truly be called sons of God because we have the character and the likeness of God.
叫神一直得荣耀。我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
我们到一同有些祷告。
Let us have a word prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Because through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, you have given us new life.
叫我们里面有活泼的盼望。
That we would have this living hope within us.
你更是借着他在十字架上的死，成就了和睦。
And that through his death upon the cross, you have given us this peace.
拆毁了人与人之间的墙。
You have torn down the barrier separating men.
叫我们不但与神和好，我们也与人和好。
Not only are we reconciled to God, but also to men as well.
巴不得神，你把你那个平安的性格是坐在我们里面。
And then you have established your will for peace.
叫我们能不但是自己是一个和睦的人。
So not only would we be peaceful people.
能够在整个百姓当中能够带进和睦。
But among God's children, we can bring peace.
因着弟兄姊妹间的合一的见证。
Because of this testimony of unity.
叫我们的主耶稣基督得荣耀。
That our Lord Jesus will receive the glory.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.